This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Of safety for all citizens is paramount to both the United States and to Mexico. Number three, dismantling drug cartels and ending the movement of illegal drugs, weapons, and funds across our border. This can only be done with cooperation, intelligence and intelligence sharing, and joint operations between our two countries. It's the only way it's going to happen. Improving NAFTA, number four. NAFTA is a 22-year-old agreement that must be updated to reflect the realities of today. There are many improvements that could be made that would make both Mexico and the United States stronger and keep industry in our hemisphere. We have tremendous competition from China and from all over the world. Keep it in our hemisphere. Workers in both of our countries need a pay raise very desperately. In the United States, it's been 18 years. 18 years. Wages are going down. Improving pay standards and working conditions will create better results for all, and all workers in particular. There's a lot of value that can be created for both countries by working beautifully together, and that I am sure will happen. Number five, keep manufacturing wealth in our hemisphere. When jobs leave Mexico, the U.S. or Central America and go overseas, it increases poverty and pressure on social services as well as pressures on cross-border migration. Tremendous pressure. The bond between our two countries is deep and sincere, and both our nations benefit from a close and honest relationship between our two governments. A strong, prosperous, and vibrant Mexico is in the best interests of the United States and will keep and help keep for a long, long period of time America together. Both of our countries will work together for mutual good and, most importantly, for the mutual good of our people. Mr. President, I want to thank you. It's been a tremendous honor, and I call you a friend. Thank you.
That was a very, very serious olive branch. It was common sense. It's what Trump really represents. But when America's been walked all over, when there are more Chinese a week coming in than there are Mexicans, and they admit they come here and CNN reports on like it's a good thing to have babies free and to get citizenship. And the articles, when you read them, say, strangely, it's mainly wealthy Chinese. Well, yeah, we've got better hospitals. And you just come on a couple-month vacation, and you have your baby, and it's all paid for. And then the baby's a citizen. Nobody else lets you do that. But Germany and places like that, because they're absolutely trying to bankrupt and create division. That's wrong. I can't go to China and get stuff free. It's not racist. And I'm not even going to play race card on that issue. I mean, I could. Like, I'll hypothetically play it. And I'm not racist against Asians. My sister's Korean, adopted. I love Asians. Of course I do. Point is, I don't have to sit there and preface it with that. But you know, I show up in China and say I have my baby free, they would arrest me. If you smart off the Chinese police, they cut your testicles off in the street. Look it up. They walk you over, cut your testicles off. That's what they do. Look it up.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
All right, drugreport.com has a Daily Caller article linked up that the first debate isn't a debate at all. It's an event where Hillary goes back-to-back with Trump, two different stages, and they take basically pre-screened questions. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. Now, they said they're going to have other debates that'll be actual debates. We'll see if that happens because she never goes out on stage more than 15, 20 minutes, and she never speaks more than about 8 minutes. Now, I've got somebody who I'm a huge fan of. I know most of you are probably fans. I know Buckley here in the office is a huge fan. And years ago, would hang Dilbert cartoons on his wall. In fact, I had a whole wall of them. Dilbert creator endorses Hillary out of fear for personal safety. Remember that article that Don Salazar wrote back on June 6th? So many death threats, so many attacks. Okay, I will support her. You bet. Please back off. And, of course, that's tongue-in-cheek in my view. We're going to talk to the man himself here in just a moment, but imagine even his lighthearted cartoons got massive threats. Can you imagine the threats we get? Can you imagine? I've never seen this level of behavior. And the New York Times calling for Donald Trump to be killed. So I thought we'd play a little boil down because why this guy's even more interesting, not just for his cartoons, but all the predictions he's made that have come true. sometimes decades before. Really uncanny. So obviously a smart guy. We're going to be going to him here in just a moment. Here's a short boil down of Scott Adams, the creator and artist behind Dilbert, looking into his crystal ball.
Joining me to talk Trump is Scott Adams. He's the creator of Dilbert. Again, Scott, on his blog, has been analyzing the rise of the Republican frontrunner for months now. And frankly, he has some of the most interesting and accurate observations about why Trump is appealing to so many people.
And I called him to be the landslide winner in the general election last year. Because the tools he's using, essentially he's basically taking a flamethrower to a stick fight. There's nobody using the same tools he's using.
So you have another theory about Trump saying that he uses certain words and almost hypnotizes the audience. What do you mean by that?
For background, I'm a trained hypnotist, and I've been studying persuasion all of my life as part of what I do for a living as a writer. And I noticed back in August of last year that Trump was using persuasion techniques to perfection when it looked like he was just a crazy clown saying random things. But if you look at his method from a trained persuader's point of view, it's been perfection from the beginning. It just looks random to someone who's not trained and had a persuasion. His complete ignoring of facts are actually part of the persuasion because he doesn't give you targets. He doesn't give you details of his policies, usually. So he's reducing the number of targets while making you feel good and focus on the things he wants. So it's not about facts. It's about focus and attention.
Is this like what you're talking about when you say like the linguistic kill shot, whether calling Jeb Bush low energy or something else?
Yeah, so the linguistic kill shot is finding some kind of insult, if you can call it that, that sticks like other insults would not. And he likes to pick things that are visual. You look at the person and say, yeah, that feels kind of right. But he also picks words and phrases that haven't been used before, so they haven't been polluted by other meaning, which is a good technique. So when you say somebody's low energy, there's nobody else that you ever talked about like that.
When I heard low energy, I called...
Low energy, right.
Yeah, I called the end of Bush that day. Because that is a sticky insult. So these are not random insults.
I'm not saying they're random. I'm not saying they don't work. I'm just saying he brands people. Low energy, crazy, crooked.
No, but there's something else to it. He's working on confirmation bias. When you see anything come out in the news that looks like maybe Hillary Clinton did something a little bit suspicious, you say, crooked Hillary. The brilliant thing he did recently was he came up with a second one for Clinton. He said, well, is she heartless? Is it a heartless Hillary? Or is it crooked Hillary? And he actually made people debate whether she was more heartless or more crooked. And that's all intentional. This is all technique.
Because Democrats like to say that they'd love to run against Trump. You clearly think that they're underestimating him.
Yeah, based on his talent stack alone, if you look at any individual talent he has, you could say, well, that's not the best in the world. But look how many he's put together. He knows strategy, business strategy. He knows negotiating. He's the best persuader I've ever seen. He's quick on his feet. He's funny. He's smart enough. He knows enough about politics. So when you put that stack together, nobody really stands up to that stack. I've been predicting he's going to win in a landslide since last year.
Not just the nomination, but the presidency.
Yeah, I think it'll be one of the biggest margins of victory in history.
There you go. Now Scott Adams joins us. Scott, I've got to say that I think a lot of what you would call trained programming is actually just instinctive in alpha males and leaders. And sure, he's gotten better at it and made it more technical over the years as a manager and a salesman. But people think all the time I'm doing trained stuff. I was never trained in anything. I really mean what I'm saying. I think the missing element of what you were saying there is it is true she's crooked. It is true she's obviously got health problems, even Obama's doctor. I mean, I think what really makes Trump powerful is that he's telling the truth. And yes, sometimes he does simplify it. What do you say, Scott Adams, creator of Dilbert, blog.dilbert.com?
Well, people can't tell the difference between the truth and something that's totally made up. That is one of the powers we don't possess. What we do instead, and this is something you need to understand to be a hypnotist, is that people are irrational all the time. So what we really think is truth is usually confirmation bias. Now, things can be true also by coincidence, but usually we individuals don't have access to the, you know, the base facts. We're just hearing it from somebody else. We're putting it together from clues in our environment. So most of what we recognize to be truth is really just confirmation bias. And this is true on both sides, by the way.
I agree for the general dumbed-down public, but we deal in the real, the real system, the real program of how culture is set up and operating and the different competing systems. And I find Trump to be very, very accurate, very, very on target. I mean, his speech in Mexico, that had a lot of facts in it.
It did, and that's part of his persuasion. Because if you look at what the other side was trying to do to him, they're persuaders, and I think there's one in particular who's probably behind it. I've speculated that Robert Cialdini, who's famous for writing the book Influence, who would be one of the best influencers in the world, might be consulting for Clinton. He did help Obama's campaign, so it would be odd if he wasn't helping this time as well. But the situation that they'd set up is a confirmation bias trap that they built around Trump that made his opponents think that everything he did was one of these things. It's either crazy or uninformed, or it's racist, or it's another sign of his thin skin and his bad temperament. So they set up a bunch of confirmation bias traps that everything he does can be interpreted to be one of those things if you're already inclined to think that way. So that's how persuasion works. That's the same technique that Trump uses in the other direction. But so what he needed to do to try to wiggle out of that trap is try to do anything that showed he is well-informed, at least on one topic. And I think having 10 bullet points and talking about it for, I don't know, how long he talked, 45 minutes or an hour, I think he sold that. So the people who said Trump can't learn, he doesn't care about the details, he's not serious.
Wasn't it a daring and really smart move to go to New Orleans and the flooding when Hillary wouldn't, to go to Mexico and then say, you know, get down here, Hillary?
Yeah, that's great optics, because he's also working on the impression, which he's created, that Hillary doesn't have the stamina.
Plus, it looks presidential when he's standing next to a president.
Yeah, so he's got all the optics right. And that also works toward the, is he a crazy racist? Because you see him talking to the president of Mexico, and the two of them are getting along fine. You know, it didn't turn into a slap fight. You know,
the Mexican president's body language after the meeting was he really suddenly liked Trump.
Well, everything I hear about Trump in person is that people do like him in person. His personality is a little bit different in public, and it's even different again at a rally than it is at a press conference.
Yeah, so no, Trump. I mean, the Trump people see on the trail and stuff is Trump, but the Trump behind the scenes is like, I mean, the guy's got amazing charisma, and he's very smart.
That's what I hear. And by the way, the definition of charisma, according to the scientists, is kind of interesting. Charisma, say the experts, is a combination of power plus empathy. Now, he's already got the power, so people already saw that. And if they didn't see that, they saw him just annihilate the competitors in the primaries. And so now they believe he has power.
And can't we have this guy as president? I mean, this is awesome. He's got to be president.
But hold on. Part two is where his problem was. He had the power for charisma, but he lacked the empathy, because he was taking a hard-nosed approach to immigration and other topics. And so that made him look like, well, maybe he's a little
scary. But don't you think that's the tactic, is to be, you know, the good cop, bad cop? He's first the bad cop, now he's the good cop.
I think he needed a different tactic in the primaries, of course, and he needed to soften it in the general, and he's well on his way to doing that. So I think his immigration speech was a huge step.
Well, sure, Scott Adams, I would love to have you on sometime just about the technicals, being a hypnotist, you know, all your amazing comics, Dilbert.com, blog.dilbert.com. But specifically, though, you saying you got so many threats, so you endorsed Hillary, and I can see here you're kind of, I don't want to say riding the rail, but I think you like Trump. I mean, I think it's obvious that you want Trump to be president, but in this media climate of censorship and persecution, you're just giving him backhanded compliments.
That's not exactly true. I'm actually completely serious when I say that I'm endorsing Hillary Clinton for my physical safety, and it's working. So prior to saying that publicly, I was getting comments online, mostly on Twitter, comparing me to Joseph Goebbels, Hitler's PR person.
And but in reality, it's Nazi Germany where you have to endorse Hitler or Hitler comes after you.
Yeah, you could make that argument. But the point is that if I wanted to talk about Trump's persuasion skills, which is the thing that interested me and my audience, I couldn't do that with physical safety if people imagined that that also meant I backed his policies. And so let me say as clearly as I can that my personal political preferences don't align with either Clinton or Trump. I'm not very close to either of them on anything. So if you say, who would I prefer to be president on an entertainment basis, of course Trump. On a policy basis, I'm not smart enough to know who's got the best policies.
Bottom line, they're creating a new McCarthyism, but with no teeth, claiming that everyone, I mean, Hillary has actually said in her speech when she attacked myself and others last week, that the alt-right and Breitbart and others and Trump actually take orders from Vladimir Putin. I mean, I've never been to Russia. It's total bull. I've been on Russian TV. I've been on Japanese TV and British TV more than Russian TV. I'm not taking orders from the British either. I've been on Mexican TV. I'm not taking orders from the Mexicans. I mean, this is a new level. Talk about conspiracy theories. And then she made up stuff that I supposedly stand for or twisted it and then said, what type of dark heart. I'm going to play this clip for you. What type of dark heart does Alex Jones have and clutched her heart? Clearly, it was scripted. I want to ask you, as a top hypnotist, I know you're famous for that as well, what you think of this bit of propaganda. Here it is.
What happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that? But Trump doesn't challenge these lies. He actually went on Jones's show and said, your reputation is amazing. I will not let you down. This from the man who wants to be president of the United States.
And I'm told, we haven't found it yet, but I got tweets and calls about it. Obama shot his mouth off at some dinner about me last night. But, I mean, this is really getting weird when she's talking about dark hearts and clutching her heart. I mean, what do you make of that neuro-linguistic programming?
So you notice that right after the GOP convention, as soon as Trump got done talking, all the pundits started using the same word, dark. That's not a coincidence. That comes from somebody who's trained in persuasion on their side. And again, it's probably Cialdini. And what dark does is it primes you. And this is something Cialdini writes about in his new book called Persuasion, which is coming out in a few weeks, and you should definitely buy it if you want to understand anything about the election. It sort of primes the viewer for anything that comes after fitting the mold of dark. So it's a linguistic kill shot of its own type, and it primes you to see everything in this tinged dark way. But you notice that 6 months ago, Clinton's selling points were she's the one with the experience and the facts and the, you know, she's the rational one.
The history, she's the safe one, she's the steady hand, even though she starts all these illegal wars and creates failed states. Let's expand on that, because Assange, we have this clip coming up later after you leave us, but it's on InfoWars.com. WikiLeaks did a New York Times interview, and he said, listen, this woman's a demon. I've got the email. She's super dangerous. She's a mobster. She's going to hang the press, because they are. I've got stacks. She said in a campaign letter, they're going to shut down the alt-conservatives. I mean, this is bold. I'm holding the Daily Caller article with the snippets of the email right here. They actually say we have no right to exist. Talk about Hitlerian. Talk about Final Solution. And Assange says, he finally gave a hint. He said, well, a lot of it is how they're coordinating everything. It's all coordinated. Well, the earlier emails show that, where they're ordering everybody exactly what to do. I mean, this is not what you have in a free society.
Well, let me say, you're talking maybe about the WikiLeaks
yes,
memo about CNN and their producers talking in advance before the interviews. That's what you're talking
well,
about.
A bunch of them. There's thousands of these emails, yes. But coordinating what to do. I mean, you pointed out how within 1 minute of the end of Trump's speech, it was dark, dark, dark everywhere. Articles already written. These talking points go out.
All right. But let me say just on the point of CNN and their producers, it is normal business for them to discuss in advance what the questions are. They do that with me. They do that with most of the guests. I don't know that they would do that with the if they had one of the candidates on, there might be more preparation there, or less preparation just so they could surprise
them. There's more coordination than that. I mean, they were like sending people to go after Trump with Bernie Sanders support, the people dressed up as Bernie Sanders supporters. There's a lot of coordination. I'm not sure which email you're...
Sure. I'm not saying that there isn't some of that going on, but there's also some confirmation bias.
Sure.
We see it where it isn't as well as where it is.
No, I hear you. And for folks that don't know about that particular term, why don't you define it for them?
So confirmation bias is where you've already made up your mind that something's true, and then any evidence you see in your environment, whether it supports that fact or not, you imagine that it does. So if, for imagine, you've decided that Trump is a racist, then if he talks about something like border security, which really doesn't have anything to do with race, it's just something you do with all your borders all the time, every country.
Sovereignty.
Then you just say to yourself, well, that's probably another example of him being a racist because I already decided.
Sure, no, they say he wants to put gay people in prison and ship blacks back to Africa, and it's all totally made up.
Yeah, that's as made up as it could be. But on the Clinton side, there's clearly some coordination with the mainstream media, but probably a little bit, over-imagined as well.
Two years ago, Congress legalized the CIA and being involved in domestic propaganda operations. They call it propaganda placement. Well, I coined that term. They call it behavior placement. And it's Congress ruled it was illegal 10 years ago, but said stop, funding it. But it's only expanding. So I think there's deeper layers to this. But obviously, this confirmation bias famously.
Wait a minute, you think the CIA is involved in trying to influence the election?
Oh, absolutely. Here, I mean, they've had the former CIA directors and others come out and demonize Trump. I have the Washington Post on screen. U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans. I mean, it's full on.
Well, the government-made news is for which purpose? I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean it's nefarious.
2 years ago, they authorized domestic PSYOP operations. It's a fact. I've interviewed the police chiefs. Everybody, Delta Force comes in with big bags of money, buys off the local mayor. It's all part of COG.
For what messages?
Just to be prepared during a collapse or civil emergency to go with the particular party in power. It's pre-preparation, kind of like the Nazis did in France for about 3 years before they invaded. They had almost the whole general staff already paid off, ready to stand down. The Blitzkrieg really didn't do anything. The French just stood down. And that's a historical fact. It's just not widely circulated.
Okay.
Only the British fought, and then they got beaten and sent to Dunkirk, and had to have the famous naval flotilla escape.
Do you think we're close to martial law and Obama trying to retain power?
I don't think Obama's going to try to maintain power, but the establishment power structure, like Goldman Sachs, that actually installs leaders, presidents, and prime ministers in Greece and Italy now, at Davos, they've called for a move to technocracy and basically installing bank heads as presidents.
I think we ought to take a look at our system of government. If you ask me, it's already changed in ways that the founders didn't plan.
Exactly. It's a soft martial law.
Well, I'm going a different direction here. I'm saying that, we're a republic by design, but because of the Internet, a good idea can bubble up from any individual. If it gets viral, then the mainstream media has to pay attention to
sure.
it. And if they pay attention to it, there's a good chance it's going to become policy. So I would argue that we have devolved into something closer to a direct democracy accidentally.
Maybe a direct democracy of multinational corporations voting with their campaign contributions. But
no, but I think Trump signals the end of that model that you just described.
I agree.
He wins. So the old model, and by old, I mean sort of right now, last year is old. Was that the lobbyists and the big money people who were doing everything and selling it to the public as they had something to do with the decisions. but now I think that's actually becoming true because of the Internet. You can make enough noise on the Internet. Your argument can be good enough.
Oh, I agree. There's a giant tsunami of awakening and human empowerment coming, but there isn't a totalitarian pushback to that. That's what I was getting at. Scott Adams, really smart guy, blog.dilbert.com. I hope you'll come back with us sometime in the future. Are you still predicting a landslide for Donald J. Trump?
I am, based on technique, not policies, and it looks like Clinton's not going to make it to the end line, based on what she looked like yesterday.
So I don't think it's a conspiracy theory that she looks sick. Even Obama's former doctor, who's a Democrat, is saying she looks really bad.
Well, there's a lot of variability in her appearance, and that's what I pointed out. I'm not trying to be a doctor. I'm just making
a comment. Yeah, she looks like hell. Scott Adams, one last question. Are you concerned, or have you heard, Homeland Security now is going to step in and run the election for the first time ever?
What?
I'm not kidding. Look it up.
Homeland Security is going to run the election.
Yes, sir. Here's the deal. You have a normalcy bias. because you're a good guy, you don't think as evil as these people do, even though you're sophisticated and smart. I'm asking you to see that confirmation bias that's even bigger because you're not a psychopath. I really appreciate your time, sir. I look forward to speaking to you again.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Very informative guy. We'll be right back. Thought-provoking. Stay with us. Huge news straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo. Americanism, not globalism. Americanism, not globalism.
The era of economic surrender will finally be over.
We will no longer surrender this country or its people to the false song of globalism.
They have gotten the political establishment and the media establishment to become pure, wanton henchmen of totalitarianism.
If you were a foreign power looking to weaken America, you couldn't do better than Hillary Clinton's economic agenda.
I think what the Chinese have done is really smart.
The skyscrapers went up in Beijing and many other cities around the world, while the factories and neighborhoods crumbled right here in Detroit.
It's all training us to accept less, lowering expectations, a post-industrial world, a new dark age. That's what the UN Biological Diversity Assessment 1996 calls for.
When we abandoned the policy of America first, we started rebuilding other countries instead of our own.
Not a world, Winston, that gets more beautiful and more technological and stronger. A world that gets uglier and stupider and more stunted.
The government should allow Hillary Clinton to become president of the United States.
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Well, I voted for Hillary. I guess I have to since I'm working for her as well.
You want an image of the future, Winston? It's a boot stomping on a human face forever.
Muslims are peaceful and tolerant people and have nothing whatsoever to do with terrorism.
Women are treated, discriminated against in all of these countries she took money against. Gays and lesbians are either executed or punished severely. They're mistreated. She claims to be their champion.
Don't look at me, Winston, and see the black circles around my eyes and see how ugly and weak I am, expressing myself and dying, that I torture people 18 hours a day, that I have a horrible life. That's the beauty of the satanic evil of the priest of power ripping apart humanity. We're here to hurt humans. We're here to suck your guts out.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Laura Southern is probably one of the most censored people on a regular basis that I see. And the reason she is she's eloquent, she's smart, she's attractive, and she's aggressively, in a friendly way, going out and showing what horrible bullies social justice warriors are. There was a video that we aired a few days ago that she first brought to our attention. Others have reported on it as well. And that's important to note. With this horrible woman who is a public figure, a feminist, runs a feminist organization, coming out and bullying for 6 minutes a poor taxi driver. Or Lyft driver. The video's on Infowars.com if you missed it. It's actually hard to watch. Her voice is like nails on a chalkboard. And the headline of the article is Snake-like bully harasses Lyft driver over hula girl. That's my headline. I had it changed. It was a social justice warrior flips out over hula girl. But I mean, really, it's just a snake-like creature. And when you hear her hissing voice and how ignorant she is and how entitled, and then it is the definition. You could teach a college course on psychology and projection on this lady. Everything she's saying to the poor, polite man who is incredibly professional the entire time. I'm sorry. I'd be, get out of the car in about 30 seconds. You don't like the hula girl? Get out. That is my right to do if I don't like who's in my cab. And people need to stand up to these bullies. Now, they shut down her YouTube channel. I don't know if she's gotten it back yet, but they've shut her down on Twitter. She's been shut down for the mildest stuff. You know, you go out and show some so-called feminists marching around acting like idiots, screaming and yelling that, you know, men are all evil, and, oh, we'll just shut your channel down. And don't worry, the YouTube diversity team, we have it on screen for TV viewers, sent a message back to the bully. And said, oh, yes, we looked at your video, or we looked at Laura Southern's video, and, you know, we've had her removed. And then Annalise, the bully, sends Laura Southern a tweet and says, bye-bye in French to your YouTube channel. You bully. Ah, I'm destroying your livelihood. I'm trying to cut you off reaching the people when you politely showed what a bully I am. And the bullies, the other social justice warriors that are going to manage things at YouTube, they agree. And now YouTube's come out today, drudgereport.com. We're going right to Laura. Drudgereport.com, and I got to set this up, has dead center our story that YouTube has announced new terms of service where their little social justice diversity team, if they don't like what your site says, they're going to demonetize you. They're still going to take the money. They're not going to give you your 30, 40% or whatever. So this is how they're going to enforce it, and that's the Chinese model that they brought in with this social score. The BBC thinks it's a great idea and called it a social credit system that took over the internet and monitors everything you do and tracks you. That alone is 1984. And then it basically puts you in an electronic gulag, and then they say in China the next step is no job in the real world. So Laura Southern joins us. I appreciate her coming on. Simply amazing. TheRebel.media. Thanks for coming on. You are such an evil person.
I am an
an evil person. This morning you're talking about me getting censored. I'm now officially banned. I'm not sure if it's from Sky News in general, but Kay Burley's show for sure. I'm a evil racist, according to them. So that's just one other thing I'm banned from. Luckily, I still have my YouTube channel, but it's interesting. That video was shared on a very large channel, Philip DeFranco. It got more views than my video I uploaded did. And that's when they started. He's had a great relationship with YouTube for 10 years, been one of their first creators, biggest creators. As soon as he uploaded that video of Annalise saying she was a bad feminist and he never talks about this social justice stuff quite like that, they started demonetizing all his stuff, and they took down 12 of his
videos. Okay, well, she was bragging she took you down for a while. I mean, was she even wrong about that? I know she tried.
She was wrong about that. What happened, actually, is Annalise deleted her account the night that I uploaded everything, and someone stole her Twitter account and has been uploading a bunch of stuff under Annalise's name. Although Annalise has made a lot of attempts to destroy people's lives for sharing this video, she runs her feminist group in LA where she's kicked tons of people out. She's doxing anyone who questions her. She actually ran she pimp girls out. She runs like a kind of like sex ring, and she's been revealing girls as working for her in the sex work for going against her and just destroying her life. And then she's claiming at the exact same time that she is a victim of all this horrible doxing and bullying, when that is exactly what she wanted to happen to this Lyft driver.
Ah, so she's out bullying, and then finally bullies come and take over her channel, and then basically continue acting like she's been acting. I tell you, Laura, I'm glad you can fill us in on this. Do you agree with my statement that this is just epic projection? Because people that have watched the video and heard it, she's bullying and bullying and threatening his job and just all over this poor guy and cussing at him, and then she's calling him a bully.
Oh, no.
We may have had her Skype drop for a moment. Are you back?
Just 1 minute.
That's all right. We can interview you sideways. I think she's at college during the lunch break in an office. Hardworking lady. Laura Southern is our guest. Let's go ahead and play the clip while we're getting her Skype on. This is just a portion of the hula girl. Here it is.
You thought that was adorable. You didn't think about like the pillaging of the like continent of Hawaii.
I didn't do another
thing. Oh, you didn't? Okay, so you won't get rid of the doll then? Because that was like really cute thing that you found at Goodwill.
No, I'm not
going to
not get rid of it because of that. I just don't realize it was a
thing. But so, obviously, like, you as, like, a white male, you were, like, the least, like...
But now you're judging me. You're assuming where I'm
from. No, I'm not. I'm not judging you. Either. I'm just saying, like, that perhaps, like, you might be the person who is least hurt in this situation. I'm a passenger in your car. Like, that doll is offensive to me. But you don't want to take it down because you, like, found it at Goodwill and it's fine.
I don't know.
While we're getting her Skype back connected, it's a famous Texas thing. I don't know why we do it. We call the road Manchaca, Manchac. Everyone in East Texas always called me Alec or Alec. They couldn't say Alex, and I know her name is Lauren, not Laura, but I'm calling her Laura Southern. It's Lauren Southern. I got a lot of stuff going on in my brain, though, obviously, folks, and we're teleprompter-free here. But I wanted to have her on to talk about this, because look at all the censorship that's coming in. Look at the censorship that's intensifying. Look at the Trump guy who saved the baby in the hot car. And when they had him on CNN or headline news, CNN's so mistrusted, they're trying to, you know, rebrand themselves the last 5-6 years. When they first had him on, it was live and it said Trump 2016. But the next time they re-aired it, it was gone. They had simply blurted out, like you do in the Soviet Union. So they invite you on to get their ratings, and then they disrespect you and won't even let you have what's on your shirt. I mean, I if somebody had something on a shirt that I didn't want, I'd be honest with them and say, change that shirt, if it was like cuss words or something. But it's not. So you disrespect people, and you disrespect your viewers, because you're not going to let a hero be associated with Donald J. Trump. Simply par for the course. And people say, well, this will wake everybody up. This has got a backfire on them. The problem is, over time, we'll just get acclimated to accepting that. I want to, since we're on the subject, play a clip that's comical from Trump that he knows is so funny, it'll be hard for them not to be able to air it, because Trump's biggest problem is they won't play large clips of what he has to say now. They do that with Hillary, but she already comes out from under a rock to do that. But I love this clip where he says, maybe ICE will deport Hillary Clinton. And he said this after he traveled to Mexico when he went to Arizona to give a speech there. And I have to tell you, I liked what Manafort was doing for the Trump campaign, helping him, you know, get some grassroots money, some organization, stop the steal at the primary level. That's what he was really an expert at. But Stephen Bannon, and I can tell you other people close to Trump say this as well, he is really responsive and is working 20 hours a day and doing an amazing, amazing job. And that comes from a lot of folks that have even been in other camps. But that just shows how they're in the Trump camp to win. So really good move there with Donald Trump to get somebody else in there that's just got the new media understanding, because this is the future. And it's kind of like it's 1912 and Trump's opening an automobile manufacturing facility. Now, will he end up being the biggest like Henry Ford? Or is he launching too early, or is he launching right on time? I mean, he believes people are ready to have nationalism and sovereignty and wealth and a program of wealth and independence. The globalists want us poor. They want to control us. They admit that. Looks like we lost Laura Southern's connection. Your computer may have died, so we're going to move on at that point. Let's go ahead and go to this clip. Maybe ICE will deport Hillary Clinton.
We are going to triple the number of ICE deportation offices. Within ICE, I am going to create a new special deportation task force focused on identifying and quickly removing the most dangerous criminal illegal immigrants in America who have evaded justice, just like Hillary Clinton has evaded justice, okay? They'll be able to deport her.
That is presidential material right there. That's what a president looks like, acts like, and does. Stamina, alpha male, successful, loves America, loves freedom, loves wealth for the general public, believes in a growing pie, drinks a And Trump's never said this. Some people that know him, he drinks gallons of milk a day, steaks, big things of vegetables, doesn't take aspirin, doesn't take vaccines, none of it. And they spun it like he's unhealthy because his doctor said, look, I could have wrote that letter better. When I write these for people, I write it real quick. And but he is in really great shape for someone his age. And exercises. I mean, he's as good a shape as you get at that age. I mean, look at Trump. He's 70. I mean, he's wearing body armor, so it looks like he's a little bit fatter than he is. He's not. But it doesn't matter. Just look at him compared to Hillary. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is hands down. I mean, if Hillary was like some libertarian or patriot woman and smart and you know, I don't care if they're beautiful or not, great. Give me a woman right now. This is really a joke. I mean, this is a gigantic joke, and they're betting the farm on the fact that she's a woman and it's this gimmick and we got to do it. Now, I want to come back after this break with an extremely powerful clip of Julian Assange when he was being interviewed by the New York Times. And, of course, the New York Times wrote an article about this and didn't, you know, get into any of these areas, and now they're calling him a kook, a loon. He puts out leaks. He puts out real info. None of it's true. They got assassins trying to, you know, climb in the window and kill him over there at the embassy in London. This is amazing. And he says, this woman is a demon. Do you understand? And all I can tell Assange is too calculated a blow a lot of times misses. I would start firing torpedoes every day. I would just Chinese water torture this and just drip, 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 drip. But I wouldn't save the best till last. I would fire now. Now. Like on a Tuesday morning. So that there's no way they can cover it up rather than the weekend. And then to coordinate and say, it's time to take down the demon and start your engines. Because he's like, well, if the mainstream media picks this up, she'll have to go down. She's a criminal. They're not going to pick it up or they're going to spin it. You got Nancy Pelosi emails, with her national security advisor to her going, yes, our policy, ma'am, is to back Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and they're taking over, and that's what Hillary's doing. And because, so, behind the closed doors, they have to know what the policy is. I mean, hell, the CFR wrote articles 3 years ago saying we need Al-Qaeda. They're good. It's no secret, but the media spun it where it was something about, side issue about Pelosi. It was just some little corner of the memo, not even about what it was about. It's like there's this instinct to never go with the heart of what something is. I'm not going to sit here and belabor the products. We set out to have the very best nutraceuticals, the vitamins, the minerals, the supplements that we can produce. And our new selenium that came out, BioTrue Selenium, is incredibly absorbable, absolutely amazing. And it's from the mustard seed, and just go research what selenium does, folks. It's a game changer. You need it, and we need the funds to run the operation. It's a 360 win. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We have Hillary for Prison shirts at cost, $9.95 shipping included.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, so order your no-obligation free sample and for a limited time, get an unprecedented 25% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now to take advantage of this limited-time offer. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
station. And I only plug 20 seconds each hour. My other shows plug every segment. But then every few weeks I do like a 20-minute infomercial to try to fund us. We just do things different here, and it's worked while the rest of media is going bankrupt. But I should just encourage everybody to buy the products. They really are good. History's happening with the Hillary for President shirt. And whereas I'd like to sell them for $19.95 and be able to fund the operation, I know that we sell 10 times more when I sell them at cost. So I'd rather lose the $10 and make no money and have these flood the streets and defeat Hillary. But it is a catch-22. So I don't sit here and calculate stuff out. I just go with my gut, and it always seems to work. God comes through. But I told them, because they couldn't figure out on the shopping cart how to have an option where you could pay full price if you wanted to. And I just said, create another page with the same shirt under another code number at $19.95. Have they done that yet? Because I've been wanting this for months. And because some people want to pay full price, and we need to create another page. Okay? People say, why are you doing this on air? I have to direct on air. I have to work all the time. I have to actually do management here on air. It's what I do. And it's like an office-wide intercom, I guess, because I keep asking for that. Everybody's great. Nobody's bad. But I really do need to get the funding. So we need to add the option for $19.95. And they keep saying, but the shopping cart won't let us do that. It's like in Spinal Tap where they go, why does it go to 11? Because it makes it louder. And I go, well, just how about make it louder and just says 10? He goes, but it's 11. What I'm saying, just like when I said 15 years ago, we're going to stream live 24 hours a day and not just have it archived, and it took me a year to convince people to do that, and you heard Drudge say last year it revolutionized, because they then found in the algorithms people don't want to go hear something that's just canned. They want to jump into something. Even if it's not live, it has the feeling of being live. And I just knew if we're dominating at that time, all these different, you know, shoutcasts and stuff was big then. If we're number one when I'm live, let's just be number one all the time by not ending. And then we're always at the top, and then we get all these new people that go to that service that was big at the time. And then we get new listeners, and then we defeat the New World Order. Anyways, I said I'd go to the Assange clip, but it's too epic to play right now. I'm going to play it coming up. It's on Infowars.com. In fact, we should tweet this out again. This is so big. He doesn't just say she's a demon and going to put the press's heads and necks in nooses. He goes over the demographics of how asinine it is to say that Russia is running him and that Russia is running Trump. And of course, Hillary says Russia is running me. I mean, there have been hundreds of news articles, folks, in the last few years saying I am a Kremlin agent. The only thing Russian around here is Daria doing a fantastic job in there. And she's a veteran of the U.S. Army and a patriot. So let's get some more Russians in here. I like them. The point is we're not run by the damn Russians. Okay. I'm run by my conscience. I don't want to splice babies with animals. I don't want to sell baby parts. I don't want deadly vaccines they admit on the insert can kill you becoming mandatory as California's now done. We're in deep crap, people. And I just try to straight talk everybody. But you know what? Let's have some comedy relief first. I did take off half a day yesterday. I did go out with some friends on a boat, Tim Kennedy and some other folks from the military. And Tim caught me actually supporting Hillary Clinton, and this is what happened, so we're going to have some fun.
I like Hillary Clinton, and, you know, that's where I support. So, Tim Kennedy, I'm going to support Hillary right now.
No! It didn't hurt when he did it, except he hit me, and his hair slapped me like a whip. I actually had a mark from his hair hitting. It was like, pow. But he took me down nicely, so I wasn't hurt. And then there's a whole other story I'm going to tell you later. Oh, my God, it's ridiculous.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.